KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have snowfall and 21 degrees in Atlantic. So far, we picked up just under an inch here at the KJAN studios at 9/10. We look for snow to continue today, 2 to 4 inches total accumulation. Winds out of the east-northeast at 10 to 20 and a high around 28. A reminder, there is a winter weather advisory for snow and a glaze of ice in effect for the entire listening area until 6 p.m. this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We do have several schools that are either starting late or have canceled classes for today. The latest list on the cancellation side includes AHSTW, East Mills, Essex, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Riverside. All those schools have canceled classes for today. Also, no school for Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood. There is a two-hour late start today for Atlantic, Adair Casey Guthrie Center, where classes there start at 10:20 and offices open at 10 a.m. Two-hour late starts as well for Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Exira EHK, Griswold, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, and Red Oak Schools, all starting 2 hours late. The Fremont Mills District is 90 minutes late this morning. Also, two-hour late starts for Stanton, West Harrison, Woodbine, and Atlantic Head Start. Also, the Iowa Western Community College, all campuses will open at 10 a.m. today. And the Riverside School District, even though they are not having classes, their child care remains open for normal hours. In other cancellation notes for the weather related, no morning fitness classes today at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Their soup dinner for March the 10th is canceled. Also, the Panorama Career Fair set for today has been moved to next Thursday instead at same time and same place. And the Cass County 4-H Endowment Committee has postponed their 4-H Pancake Supper set for this evening, and that'll be held March 26th. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Monday, deputies arrested Patrick Farlow of Creston and Gary Snyder of Corning. Both were taken into custody on Adams County warrants for failure to appear in court. And on Tuesday, Adams County deputies arrested Jolene Most of Corning for criminal mischief in the second degree, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. The Sheriff's Office today also released details about an incident that took place February 16th. Authorities say on that date, at around 4:30 p.m., deputies were dispatched to the area of John Street for a vehicle accident. The individuals that called the Sheriff's Office advised the driver of the vehicle had failed to stop at numerous stop signs and nearly collided with numerous vehicles. The vehicle then collided into the ditch near 10th and John Street at a high rate of speed where it came to a stop. The caller advised Adams County Dispatch that they had identified the driver as William Coleman. When deputies arrived to the scene, the vehicle was unoccupied. Deputies contacted Coleman by phone. However, he refused to inform deputies of his whereabouts or cooperate with the accident investigation. Later that same evening, on February 16th, Adams County deputies initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle that had a taillight out. It was then discovered that William Coleman was a passenger of the vehicle. The driver of the vehicle was Barbara Coleman. And during the investigation, William Coleman continuously refused to cooperate with the previous accident investigation and refused to exit the vehicle. Both individuals refused to unlock the vehicle, and eventually Barbara Coleman put the vehicle into drive in an attempt to leave. And at that time, William Coleman struck an Adams County deputy with his fist. After the assault, Adams County deputies removed William Coleman from the vehicle and placed him under arrest. He's been charged with interference with official acts causing an injury, leaving the scene of an accident, operating a vehicle without insurance, failure to maintain control, and failure to obey a stop sign. Barbara Coleman was also arrested and charged with accessory after the fact. And police in Red Oak say one person was injured during a collision Wednesday afternoon at the intersection of 2nd and Oak Streets. A passenger in a 2007 Buick Lucerne, 92-year-old Ruby Darlene Godfrey of Emerson, said she felt disoriented after the collision and was transported by Red Oak EMS to Montgomery County Hospital. The accident happened when the Buick, driven by 94-year-old Donald Godfrey of Emerson, was struck broadside by a 2006 Jeep Liberty, driven by 16-year-old Macy Jo Graber of Red Oak. The accident occurred when Godfrey failed to stop or yield at the posted intersection. He was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right of way. Neither driver was injured in the collision, and damage amounted to $12,000. In the funeral announcements, Maxine Nelson, age 93, of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Maxine Nelson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. David Leroy Jorgensen, age 70, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Jorgensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Terry Carley, age 75, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Terry Carley will be on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roy Lee Fries, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Roy Fries will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Cody McIntyre, age 37, of Des Moines and formerly of the Stuart Menlo area, died unexpectedly Monday at his home. A gathering of family and friends for Cody McIntyre will be held March 23rd from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart. Richard Rich Swoley, Jr., age 55, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. No formal services for Rich Swoley, Jr. will be held at this time. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Kenneth Bartlett, age 90, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died Friday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Kenneth Bartlett will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Leroy Easter, age 61, of Lewis, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for Leroy Easter are pending. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.